Good morning, everybody. And to tell you briefly where I came from, I started in OA back in August 27, 1987. Yeah, I just celebrated my 20th anniversary with my home group, and it was really quite an event for me. I was really surprised, and it was great. I was really thrilled. And it's a great experience, and I would wish it for every one of you who hasn't gotten there yet, because it really was, it's a, you know, one day at a time we all do it. However, it was nice to know that it's, I've been absent for that length of time too. And my story of service begins when I first started in OA, because my sponsor happened to be the chairperson of the local intergroup. And she dragged me to every intergroup meeting. And I mean dragged. I really didn't care about spending Sunday afternoons doing this. But I did. And it got me started in doing service. And I've been hooked on it ever since. I'm a service junkie, I think. I went as a green dot to my out in Los Angeles to the World Service Convention back in 1989. And I was scared to death. We took the Amtrak train, and it was quite an adventure. And I was a delegate from, at that time, the New York HAL group. And there were, I think, six of us that went, and it was quite an experience. And I looked up on the dais, and I saw all these trustees up there, and I was a little green dot, and I looked at them in awe. And I thought, someday I'm going to be there. And you know, bet 9 years later, I was. And, you know, what happened was I just took step by step. I went home and I looked up the requirements for being a trustee. And I started back in my home group, you know, being a responsible person that took the key. I called newcomers. In fact, I started another meeting. I did the little services that needed to be done. And it took me 9 years to follow up. You know, our group sponsored the last rotating assembly in Scranton back in 1995. And we did that as a service group. We were just a small intergroup, and we did it. And it was such a, at that time, all the delegates had to, one delegate from each intergroup had to share in a marathon that went on all day in conjunction with the meetings. And it was such a growth experience for our intergroup. And ever since, we've just been interested in service. And it's it has kept me abstinent. I was a yo-yo dieter. I was up and down all my life. I was 55 when I joined the program, and my life consisted of diets, either being on a diet or not being on a diet, and which one would work and which one wouldn't. And I was very concerned with food. I mean, that was my life. There was really nothing much else in it. I remember counting calories every day as I came home from school and thinking how many calories I ate, and by the calculator, I knew every calorie of everything that I put in my mouth or didn't put in my mouth, and what I could eat that maybe I hadn't gotten up to the 1,200 calories. And I was on every diet that was known to man. I even invented one of my own called the Hershey Bar Diet. And it was 1,200 calories, and on the back of each Hershey bar, I would look at the back, and it was 300 calories. So I would have four Hershey bars for that day. And that was my diet, and I wondered why I didn't lose weight. It just didn't work, but I tried everything. As a result, physically, I have done a good deal on my physical recovery, because I have quite a few things that I know I can trace back to my, I think, ruining my thyroid, because my poor body didn't know whether it was going to be starved or sated. You know, I either was a glutton or I starved myself. I would starve all weekend to enjoy my, or starve from Monday through Friday, and then on the weekend allow myself to enjoy myself. And that really is the word for binging and purging and all this kind of stuff that I'm learning new words for in recovery. And I am just so glad that 20 years ago I heard about OA, and it is, my life is OA, and service is my middle name. That's a good one. Thank you. Yes, it is. In fact, my middle name starts with M, so that can be it. Middle name, Barbara, middle name. And service. And it really is a wonderful opportunity. For all you sitting in this room, you're all taking the steps to your recovery. And I would suggest that you don't be afraid to take the next step, you know, whether it's when you go home and give your report and tell them what a good time you had here. You know, the fun we have had and the things we've learned. I mean, it's just an open book, an open sesame to opening up your life. There's so much you can go back and share with your inner group, so much wisdom that you've been given that you can share and needs to be shared. And just to go back home and say, oh, I went, you know, is not going to help anyone else. Go back and share what experiences you've had with your with the intermingling of different ideas. I know our inner group is small, and sometimes I feel it's kind of incestuous, if that can be said. You know, our groups are all local, and we don't get the experience of going outside our groups. And it's wonderful to hear different ways of doing things. I mean, it's kind of like when I share with my sponsor, and I said something, and she said, well, have you ever thought of doing this? And I think, oh, no, boy, that would really work. Let me try it. You know, these ideas can be commingled, and other groups can hear things that they might not have thought of. You know, it is just a wonderful way to grow from the experience of service. And there's, you know, it's unlimited. You know, just create what you want to create. I do believe that I create my own life. I create the chaos in it. I create the goodness in it. And there are two ways of looking at every situation. And I like to look at the light rather than the dark. And the light brings light for me and light to others. And it just makes the room a better place to be. You know, it only takes one candle in a dark room to make the room light. And think of yourself as a candle. Go home and be the light that you've learned so much and can help so much in your inner group and in all aspects of your life, not just with OA. It boils out into your relationships and every part of your life. The things we learn here can be carried over so easily into relationships. And all our tools that we have to help us be better people, it's all there. We have an open book, and we can learn from it and learn from each other. And I just encourage each of you to take what you've learned here and spread it and come back to learn more and take the next right step. That's all. That's all we have to do without fear. Just take the next right step and work through that fear. It works if we work it. And together we can do what we can't do alone. That may sound trite, but it works. Thank you.